Hi, this is Shelley Drummond with Milan, Mirella, Gabriella, and Anna will be laughing, probably occasionally, in our interview. And this is for the Immigrants of Bowling Green Oral History Project. And we are at their home. And how do you say your last name? Kolakovic?
Exactly. Yeah. Kolakovic. That's right.
Okay. Yeah. We're at the Kolakovic.
You all learn fast.
Getting better.
Yeah.
So where are you from exactly in Bosnia?
From Banja Luka.
Banja Luka?
Yes.
I've talked to someone else who's from Banja Luka. I'll remember later.
Many people came over here from Banja Luka.
From Banja
Luka?
Many
families.
Yes.
Do you know them all? A lot of them?
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about Banja Luka then.
You know, Banja Luka is a big town. Probably right now, I really don't know how many people, but in 1992, 94, Banja Luka was about between 250 and 300,000 people. It's a big town. And our memory from that town, you know, many years ago, great memories. But during the Bosnia War, it's bad memories. But basically, that's a nice town. Something like, I really know, compared to like, I went in Nashville, probably like Nashville between mountains. Mm-hmm. On one side, and nice valley, you know, on the other side, and nice river called Verbas. That's like something like, you know, Willow, like a Willow River, something like that.
Okay.
And over there are many factories, and, you know, we used to have all the university, many high schools, you know. Also everything what people need, like many restaurants, hotels, place to go out, like a cafe.
Mama.
And
Mama.
Like sports, you know, especially for Bosnian people, soccer.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, basketball teams, and, you know, everything. You know, it used to be a very, very nice town and people, but overnight, when Bosnia War started, it's overnight blow up. Why? Who knows? That's shortly, you know, about Banja Luka.
Yeah, that's the most beautiful town.
Used to live over there. I also want to tell you, mostly a population was like in percent, you know, like mostly about 35% Serbs, Orthodox, about 35% Muslims, and about 30% Christians, Catholics. And many groups, you know, ethnic groups like Gypsies, but they are, you know, that's just a little bit.
Were you surprised?
About what?
When you said that overnight it completely changed, that the town could completely change.
We are not surprised. We was not surprised. We was disappointed because we were expecting something like that a couple of years before.
Yeah.
People was talking about that, and we were expecting a war. And we were disappointed. But who care about us over there?
Yeah, not here.
People here.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll all be surprised.
Yeah.
How about your home? in Banja Luka. Describe, tell me about it, what it was like.
It was
your
an
house.
Apartment.
Yeah. An apartment?
Yeah.
It's a big building with many apartments. Like 50 or between 50 and 100.
Mm-hmm. It had three floors.
Yeah.
One building. There was like a set of buildings, and it's like one place. It's like a set of buildings. I don't know how there were. I think there were 8 buildings, but they have even numbers like 2, 4, 6, and on till 16.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, I don't know how many apartments in there, in just one of them.
I think it's 12.
Somewhere about 12. Mm-hmm.
About 12.
What did you do as a job?
I was a sales associate,
mm-hmm.
like like here.
Mm-hmm. I have had a very nice job compared over here, but it's, you know, only for history. I worked in a hospital about 20 years, in big laboratory, like a microbiologist.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's very different between European and American, you know, especially for medical treatment, measurement, you know, and, you know, everything is different. And when I get here, my European diploma, especially my English, is bad. And I start, you know, like everybody, like a dishwasher, truck loader, and something like that. Right now it's different.
Yeah.
After 3 years.
Yes.
A lot of people I have talked to have had the same experience. They have come and gone to work at Eagle, but a lot of people were involved in the medical architects.
I finished medical university in former Yugoslavia in Belgrade in 1974. But that's, I talked to many people, that's like a joke. Your diploma is for trash can.
Here.
That's true. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Here they didn't even ask because I finished, I was about in third grade when I left from Bosnia, then I came to Croatia. I've been there my 4th and 5th grade. And in Croatia, they didn't even ask about my 1st, 2nd, or 3rd grade. And here, they didn't even ask about my school. Like, what happened in school before. They just, like, started going on and on.
You've talked a little bit about some of the things that are different. I mean, do you feel like there really is anything different? You said the measurements.
You see, you know, you understand, especially, I think, measurement, like, you know, compared, like, a decimal, you know,
mm-hmm.
like a millimeter, meter,
right.
and something like that, that's different, inches, foots, you know, miles, and also in medical treatment, big difference. I went in a medical center and Graves Gilbert Clinic, and like a voluntary job, you know,
mm-hmm.
that to try to like the phlebotomy, something like that. But and I saw big difference because I know how that looks like over there in former Yugoslavia in Europe, and I saw. Oh, that's right now, real in America. It's a big difference.
What were they doing?
You know, we in Europe, we late in the medical program
mm-hmm.
compared to America, probably about 20 or 30 years.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not concerned because I'm not guilty for that.
Right.
I have to go. I know my opinion about that. If I like to get a real job in a hospital or somewhere, I have to go probably a couple of years in university, you know, to learn new things, American. because I don't need those things from Europe. That's here for nothing. It's too old.
Okay.
That's it.
Do you want to do that?
No, no. In my age, and I got, you know, three kids, I'm, you know, I'm responsible only for feeding my family.
Right. That's all.
I don't. If you wanna give me a big credit, probably about $50,000.
Yeah.
I wanna go in a school.
Yeah. It's too big family.
You know, I was asking somewhere for credit, you know, for my scholarship or something like that, but who? Nobody are interested for that, and I'm unable to change anything. I wanna go in the school, but in the meantime, someone have to care about my family.
Yeah, work
all day.
Work. That's it. All right, now I got a much better job. You know, I met a lot of people. I'm working right now for WKU, and I'm not concerned.
Where are you working now?
I'm working right now at print shop in Supplies Services Building on Big Red Way 1, you know, for Western Kentucky University, for Xerox, you know, are working.
I know.
Like an account associate, I changed my professional, but and, you know, I'm satisfied. I don't need the medical, you know, right now. In my age, I don't have a time. My brain is, you know,
not too old for school, but
I had another problems, you know, with feeding family, to pay many bills, other obligations, and, you know, I'm not interested for school right now. I'm interested for fishing.
Me too.
You like fish?
Oh, yeah. I was just, you know what a striper is? It's a striped bass. They're big
fish.
Oh, big fish.
Oh, yeah. Just Saturday. That's where I was with my dad.
Where are you going in fishing?
I was in Virginia with my father.
Oh, in Virginia.
Yeah. Do you fish here then?
I'm specialized, especially, but I'm only fishing, going in a fishing, you know, on a little creeks, clear water, not, you know,
vaguely.
And my, you know, my best fish for me is only trout, especially a rainbow trout. And I met over there in Scottsville speckled trout. You know what's that?
Okay.
With a red color. You know what?
That's
and I went a couple of times in Scottsville, 5 miles, you know, far from Scottsville, on Concord Creek. That's a little creek with clear, cold water. And I caught all the time, probably, 4 or 5, you know, rainbow trouts, and one time, well, just only one time, one speckled trout. That's it.
It's fun trout fishing.
That's a nice trip.
Yeah. So, tell me about how you made the decision to come to the United States. For that day.
It's hard to say. Would you like to talk about that with my wife?
Because of hard time in Bosnia and war, 5 years, that's enough. I think that's, I can't do anymore. And I must live in peace and some country like here.
And did you choose the United States of the rest of Europe?
Yes, we did.
Why did you choose the United States?
We heard.
First reason, because of peace. Many, many years. And
chances
I'd like
in the future.
Yeah.
Especially for our kids, chance
yes.
in the future, you know.
For
they have
everything.
To go to school to finish university, my son,
for happiness.
My daughter.
Just good life.
How about the day that you left? If you want to talk.
You want?
No, that's like a movie. For right now, but that very shortly, only a couple of words about that. First of all, we have had a problem with government because about many military and paramilitary forces over there, and especially me, because I'm a man.
Yeah.
I need to be a soldier, but I want to do that. And many peoples, good peoples over there, and Serbs and Muslims and Catholics, they help us. And we, you know, like a secret overnight across the border, and we, that's it, you know, that's something like a movie.
Yeah.
In dreams.
Scary movie.
Well, what?
Yeah.
So tell me, what was it like to do? I mean, what did you pack up with you when you came? What decision? What did you bring? Were you there with them at that time?
No,
you
I'm not.
We already sent a little daughter and our daughter Manuela. She's right now with her boyfriend. We sent 2 years, 1 year and a half before from Bosnia, you know, to be on a safe place. But we have had a problem, me and my wife, across the border, especially me.
Yeah.
But that's like a action movie.
Yes. Oh my God.
Well, did someone help you get across?
Yes, many people help us and happy end.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
good.
Was it just you, or were there other people with you?
No, we were always alone, because it's too dangerous with
uh-huh.
a big group
yeah. uh-huh.
of people. It's too dangerous. We were alone.
By car or by train?
Bus.
Yeah.
And we already changed many buses and walk. Through
and
the tree, across the border, and something like that, overnight, and that looks like funny,
now
right?
Now, yeah,
it's
now it's funny, but
very scary.
Yeah, very scary.
What did you carry with you?
Just only
nothing, just luggage.
Just a couple of suitcases. It's too heavy to carry anything.
Mm-hmm.
How can you?
Two hands. And
only, you know, necessary things. And some money, you know,
mm-hmm.
for not enough. What we got?
Photos or mementos from your family?
Some of them.
Yeah.
Not too many, but
pictures
very
or something
important.
Like that. But we have had, again, a problem. We lost. When we came over here, we lost.
Lost our memory.
Not we,
picture.
But you know, TWA
mm-hmm.
company, they lost our luggage with our memories. All the bills and stuff like that from our family was lost. And they already paid us $600 for that, but you know, we don't have anything like a memory, like a pictures, like a, you know, many, you know, like a bracelets and necklace and something like rings and family memories, you know.
Yeah, like picture of my father and his father.
On the plane.
I don't
care.
And also many documents, you know, very important documents about some ownership and
school and everything.
I'm sorry they lost it, but I came like 2 years or a year after.
Yeah.
Them and I like didn't lose anything, so I kept a lot of memories. Some of them I couldn't bring with myself because it was like too much luggage and everything, and I actually left some of there, and I could bring like a little bit of it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm glad I did because it reminds me of everything there.
Which border did you cross into?
Between Bosnia
uh-huh.
and Croatia.
Croatia. Yes.
So you flew out of Croatia.
Yes. And split.
That's Croatia.
We flew over there from Croatia, from Split to Italy, to Roma, and from Roma across the Atlantic Ocean to New York City, and from New York City to St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
From St. Louis, Missouri, we slept over there, and in the morning, to Nashville, Tennessee, and
finally,
Bowling Green.
Yeah.
That's the same, you know. That's a, like a little Banja Luka and Bowling Green. That's yeah. BB.
How did you end up in Bowling Green? Did you choose it, or did you know somebody here?
Yes, we know somebody here. We have a friend. She came before us, I think, maybe 10, 11 months.
And so she told you to
come? Yes.
What did you expect it to be like here?
Ask her.
I don't know. I expect big, big city like Nashville and Louisville maybe. But I like, now I'm happy here. I like Bowling Green.
What about you?
You know, when I came over here, I was, I told you, I was a little disappointed because everything was new for me. And I didn't know nothing, also I couldn't speak any English word, you know, and I didn't know just nothing. I was a refugee and I have to work a very hard job all the time, you know, like a dishwasher, truck loader and that. And that used to be, like everybody. And right now, it's perfect, you know, because I introduce many nice people, I know everything about Bowling Green, and after 3 years, I'm also my second job. I'm delivery driver for Five Star Express, and I know all Bowling Green area and surrounding area, yeah, like you know, American.
You know everything.
And right now that's easy for me, and I'm not concerned. We are making enough money for life. We can pay all bills. We have enough money for life, for food, for go out sometimes. Mm-hmm. We got three cars, nice home, and that's it. That's good. We are, right now, we are satisfied. You know, different, every different, you know.
And we have great children.
How many children?
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
What are their names other than Gabriella? And
Anna.
Dragon.
Dragon.
Okay.
And Manuela.
Manuela.
Yeah.
Okay. She's right now, oldest. I told you, she left us with boyfriend.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she's right now 3 months along with her pregnancy.
Yes.
Oh, really?
And our son Dragon is 21.
Yeah.
He is Western Kentucky University student. And 20 yes. Years and 6 months.
Yeah.
And also, he's working right now on Three Springs Road, you know, in a Santa Fe restaurant.
Yeah, I know that.
Like a cook, not like me, a dishwasher. Because he worked before in a Toots restaurant, like a kitchen master, and he knows everything about cooking. And that's like a part-time job. And first of all, he's a Western Kentucky student. He wanna be a surgeon.
A surgeon?
Mm-hmm. Probably. I talked with him. He had to go probably about 10 years more.
Yeah. He said 15 more years. 10 more years. If he wants to be a doctor in 15 more years, if he wants to be a surgeon. And I have to, I don't know how many years to be a lawyer. Through law school, like 15 to 20 years. Yeah. That's going to be a lot.
So you're going to keep working.
15 years.
Law school.
No, I'm going to keep working in law school.
And Anna.
And Anna.
We talked about that, and I talked with my family, with her and with Dragon, and they have to go to school. They must, and they're expecting a great future. They must be rich people, no hard workers, you know, tobacco growers or something like that. And that's it. And they like school. they are so smart. That's my opinion about my kids. And after, when they get done with school, with university, we also expecting a big help. That's it. They have to get back something for us.
Yeah.
Big help.
I heard that while you go through law school, you have like a training that they pay you for it, but you go to court, you actually defend people, but they pay you for it, and you like go to school and go to work at the same time. And that's great.
Here, I can put this on pause. All right, we are back, and Milan is going to tell us a story during the war.
Yeah.
And that's not like a story. That's something like a funny, funny story. During the Bosnian War, me and my wife's brother, Zvonko, we don't want to go in the military forces because, you know, I don't know why, I thought it's a big stupidity. That's my opinion. Many people over there, they have had a different opinion, and I disagree. And many times I dispute with those people about that. But that's second thing. And I don't really know, I can't remember. It used to be probably in 1990. Three or four. And military forces, they walking all the time and picking up people. If you want to know, no problem.
Yeah.
You
every
can expect
house and every apartment.
They checking all doors, all apartments, and
basement.
If they find you, they pick you up, and you have to go to forces. That used to be probably time like that, probably about 3 or 4 months. Why? I really don't know. And me and her brother, we must to be on a secret place. And it's a funny story. They all the time, policemen, you know, like military police, they watching all the windows and doors and, you know. And I dressed up her clothing,
like a woman,
and over my head a shawl, you know, big glasses, you know,
and dresses,
and I, like
long
dresses,
dresses,
like a woman. I went on a balcony and, you know, on a porch, like a woman, a couple of days, because I have to go to take a fresh air, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was in basement and something like that. That's like a funny story. Yeah. And she told me, for me and for him, you are like a nice girl.
Yeah.
And nobody recognized us like a men's.
They never recognized.
Never.
And your brother too?
Yes.
And that's a funny story because I have had like a woman in my life. I didn't choose that, but I had to do what I had to do.
Yes. Do people talk about things here now, about the war in Bosnia now? Do they still dispute? Or?
Sometimes.
You know, right now we are working all the time. My wife, my son Dragan, Gabriella, and me. We don't have a time to any dispute with anyone. Last time I went in Brickyard, probably 2 months ago, with my wife, because we are working all the time. I'm working straight every week, 5 days straight, 14 hours. 8 hours for Western Kentucky, 6 hours for Five Star Express, you know. And I don't have a time to meet anybody. And also, I don't want to talk about that. You know, that's a terrible story. That's a remembering, you know.
I don't
only.
Like to remember war.
We are looking in the future for nice life, you know, for vacation, for fishing, for drinking, dancing. We don't want to talk about that.
Well, tell me about the the dancing. Do people get together for parties here and dance sometimes?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
We went with our friends
to
American parties with Donna Kervan,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and we met Mr. Jake Jacobson and his wife Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And we dancing, drinking, you know, and something like that. It used to be very nice.
We dancing Bosnian dance and singing.
But that's dance, dance music, you know.
Yeah.
Jumping like monkeys.
I have. I've been to a party where everybody was singing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
What's up? Bosnian songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you like that?
I loved it. I was amazed. I couldn't believe it. It was one guy who was, he's young, and somebody said that his mother said, and they were old songs. I asked, I said, well, what are these songs? And he said, those are old Yugoslavian songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was beautiful. It was just amazing. One room, everybody's dancing disco, and then another room, there's this stuff going on. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
I want to tell you some... my opinion about former Yugoslavia,
mm-hmm.
and right now
country.
I'm in 50 years my
mm-hmm.
age, and when I get young, probably in between 25 and 30 years, we have had over there a very nice life. I know that. When President Tito died in 1982, people starting with dispute first and after that with fighting because of nationalities, because of different opinion, because about ownerships, because you know about revenge from Second World War, you know. And, you know, that's a many things. That's a long story. But I told you, we have had a very nice life. Like
yeah.
right now in America. Many places for dancing. We have had two cars and, you know, holiday home. We went every weekend somewhere out of town and singing and drinking and dancing all the time. Until 1982. After that, start with, I talked about that, and also inflation. No money, nothing, you know, no food, you know, people was mad, and war.
The only thing I regret about here is you can't go to disco unless you're 21 or 18.
Yeah.
I've been once... when we were crossing the border, I think that was one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the town called when we were crossing, like between two things, I don't know what, because
mm-hmm.
I'm like small. So, and I had to spend the night, my sister had to spend the night at like this lady's house, and she did, and I spent the night at this two girls' house. They have been wonderful to me. And one night, we all went to disco, and we were dancing. There's no drinking in there. And there were, like, just Cokes and everything. And people, like, were dancing, and I came here, and I was like, I want to go dancing. My mom was like, you can't. I was like, oh, God. I was like, I want to go dancing.
It's hard for a lot of
that's
people.
A big difference.
Yeah,
it's
big
yeah. difference. I know you've got a college now, and... now there's a lot of people from Europe here, and
yeah,
all of them have.
And different for traffic, you know, traffic
yeah.
signs, you know, traffic rules. And also, I can send her right now. You have to go to buy me one package of cigarette and one bottle of vodka. And he can over there. He can buy that because I'm
yes.
her dad. I gave her money, and she can buy that for me.
Right.
Here, no.
Yeah.
Over there, I just, like, go and just, like, buy it. And I was like, And they don't even ask, is it for you, is it for your mom, is it for your dad, or whoever. I mean, they're like in Croatia, I've been like very, very small, so I don't have so many memories from Banja Luka, but... When I, like, go to the store, and everybody's like, I buy cigarettes, and everybody's like, oh, it's for your aunt, or, oh, it's for your uncle. Because they, like, know about everything, they know everything about you. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, very friendly. And here, I've been, like, a little scared. Every time I go out, I don't know if somebody's going to come to me and say, hey, you got a pack of cigarettes? I'd be like, I don't know you. Mm-hmm. I don't know you. Why should I give you anything?
Yeah.
And there, when somebody comes over, hey, can I have a drink? Can I go, like, to your house to get a drink of water? Yeah, sure, I know you. Go.
More.
I mean, everybody knew me. I was, like, how old was I when everybody, like, on the island, hey, it's Gabby. I was, like, three or four.
Yeah. Were you with your sister in Croatia? Mm-hmm. Or at the same?
Yeah.
So... Well, where do you go to buy, like, your food and to get special food? Or do you still eat Bosnian food? Do you still cook it?
It's mostly the same.
Yeah.
We have beans. There's some food that Americans don't know about. It's some food that we don't know about that somebody else cooks it. Mm-hmm. So we, like, share stuff. Like, get to know each other a little bit better. When somebody brings something over, I'm like, what's that? Like, try it. Yeah. It's like, oh, I like it. Give me a recipe for it.
What is the stuff? Now, I've had this from the Golden Key. Ajvar?
Ivar.
Okay, Ivar.
Yes.
Okay. I've had that. Do you eat that? He told me that was pleasant. It was good. I like it.
Mm-hmm. That's very spicy. Uh-huh. Very nice.
I've ate it here, but I don't know what y'all call it, in school. I don't know, I forgot.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's the same.
It was?
Yeah, but it has sour cream and that.
Okay.
Because I've ate it in Bowling Green Junior High for lunch one time. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want to try that. I was like, oh my god, it's the same. It was like, it's just like a sandwich thing.
Well, do you buy food? Do you go to like Kroger or do you go to the Golden Key much?
You know, we have a couple of different places if we want to go to buy a food because, you know, that's like a degree.
Right.
You know. We start with the cheaper.
Okay.
And like last one is Kroger. And we have to go first in Aldi.
Okay.
Campbellane. Yeah. It's a cheap and that's mostly of stuff we already bought in Aldi. Mm-hmm. And after that, next station is Walmart. It's, you know, in a Walmart we can buy some, like, for example, French bread, uh-huh. You know, very hot bread, something like a Bosnian,
yeah.
Compared. And also some meat and probably like a coffee, and it's cheaper than in Kroger. And like the last one, we are going in a Kroger and buy some nice stuff because, you know, merchandise in Kroger, for my opinion, is the best. But it's expensive. We have, you know, Kroger Plus card.
Yeah.
You know, but I know everything about Plus card. Right now I am American. But if we want something like a minced meat or something like a special meat, especially we like pork, ribs and pork meat, country style, that's the best in Kroger. And also some the other stuff, you know, like I can't remember right now. It's also for what's the name for that meat? Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
It's perfect.
I like it.
And also like for grill, you know, grill skewers with meat, you know, skewers with meat.
Kebabs.
Yeah, kebabs.
Yes.
Kebabs. Kebabs.
Yeah.
Yes. It's but it's expensive. Uh-huh. You know, that's shish kebabs, about $6, $7, $8, $10 one piece. You can buy in Kroger, you know, big bag with everything for that.
You can just buy meat and buy.
But it's a perfect.
Yeah.
It's the best quality.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, Aldi, Walmart, Kroger.
They have a lot of stuff in Walmart. I've been surprised when I went there. A variety of things.
There's clothes, there's cigarettes, there's food.
Shoes, everything.
How about holidays? What do you celebrate?
Christmas.
Do you celebrate Christmas?
Yes.
New Year's?
We like Christmas, New Year.
Easter.
Easter.
Easter. Are you Orthodox or Catholic?
No, Catholic.
Catholic.
Yes.
So your holiday calendar pretty much meshes with the holiday calendar.
Pretty
yeah, 25th December.
That's the same thing like we used to have.
And Easter, same like
Father's
in my country.
No.
We don't have Father's Day, yeah.
We have Mother's Day.
Women's
Day. It's
Women's
actually
Day,
for all women. Actually, for all girls or women.
Yeah.
Gender.
Old, yes.
Females.
Uh-huh. How about Thanksgiving?
No, we don't have Thanksgiving.
I was born on Thanksgiving, and when I came here, I was over at my friend's house one time. Like, I think it's like 3 days before my birthday. And she was like, so are you celebrating Thanksgiving? I was like, what? She's like, it's... sometimes it's on 25th, sometimes it's on 26th, and I'm born on 26th. I was like, that's my birthday.
Yeah. Same day.
Yeah.
That's only in America, Thanksgiving. Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Have you been celebrating it since you've been here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Well, right now, we are
celebrating everything.
Uh-huh.
Like American people.
Oh, especially, you know, turkey for Thanksgiving.
You like that?
Yes. Turkey breast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pumpkin and everything. We like that.
That's good. Tell me about your mother and father, or your mother and father too.
My mother still live in Bosnia, and my brother. And I expect her this year.
To come here?
Yes, to come here, and I can't wait.
We already sent the papers
and everything, and I hope so. But be Christmas with my family.
Her and her brother and your brother?
Yes.
For a visit or to
no,
to live?
Yeah, like immigrant, like we are.
Yeah. How are they going to be staying with you?
Yes.
Or staying?
Yes.
Now everybody's when I call like on holidays or something, everybody's like, I'm going over my grandma's house. Well, now I'm going over my grandma's house.
Yeah.
So what have you told them to expect?
I told everything, bad and good.
I talked with my mother-in-law, and I told her she's right now 65. You can expect to get retired over there.
Yes.
You don't have to be worried about that. But I talked with her brother. He's right now 44 years old. You can expect to work all the time. He can't believe you. Can you imagine that? No, he can't. Because, you know, it's different situation over there. But I told also him, you need only two clothes, you know. tell her
what
about two clothing for your brother.
Yes, nightgown and
name.
Like name. How you say for.
And you know,
for
working.
Yeah, and nothing more.
Work clothes.
Because you, all the time you have to work,
yeah.
Get home, take
mostly
a shower and sleep.
Yes.
And then nothing, you don't have any other, you don't have any other nice, you know, clothing for get out. You don't have a time for that. And he told me, is that like that? Yes,
yes.
It is.
You can expect that.
What would you like to see happen in Bowling Green in the next 10, 20 years?
Have discos.
Yes.
I mean, they can,
mm-hmm.
teams
young,
can
yeah.
get in. Only teams. I mean, from teams and
that,
maybe
that would,
only teams.
That would probably
be
good.
Smart.
Yeah.
I thought about that, you know, before, and I talked with many people on around campus and on university, and they expecting, you know, Bowling Green probably next between 10 and 20 years, like a town about three times bigger than right now, probably about 100,000 people, because they expecting, I really don't know, like that's like a program for future, like a big crossing, highways, interstates here. And that's
and javni, javni
that's what
prevoz.
I heard around.
Ne, ne, javni prevoz sam mislila na autobuse i na tramvaje, tako da.
Would you like different kinds of stores, shops, cafes,
malls?
More malls?
I mean, there's only
more
one
cafe,
mall.
More cafe, like brickyard or something like that.
Coffee shops?
Yes.
Mostly,
yeah.
People who are very mature about making decisions. Because I've heard a lot of people, they committed suicide or murder or I don't know. I've heard it on the news all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And to actually kill yourself is not a very smart decision because you never know what might happen in the future. So, and to kill somebody else.
Poppy.
You know what's going to happen to you.
You spoke really good English when you got here, right?
Yeah,
that's what you said. So it was really easy for you to go to school?
Kind of. They have different things here at school. They don't have harder school. We have much, much harder school.
Mm-hmm.
We, like, have... Our high school starts... Okay, we have elementary school till 8th grade,
mm-hmm.
and then we have high school. In only 12 years, you have to, like, decide what your life's going to be. And then after those 12 years, you go on to your career or job.
Mm-hmm.
And in those 12 grades, you have to, like, work real hard and, like, support, like, your every decision. But here... When I came, I finished 6th grade here and then moved on to 7th. And here in 6th grade, I've remembered everything what I learned from 4th right there and from 5th. So it was like kind of easy, kind of hard.
Are there a lot of Bosnians in junior high?
Yeah.
Are Bowling Green students learning Bosnian words?
Yeah, they all ask me, can I know this, can I know that? I was like, yeah, sure. I was like, make a list, and I'll write it for you.
What do you think will happen when they grow older, or, you know, after they leave high school? Do you think people will be learning more and more Bosnian?
Some people who want to, like, explore foreign countries will do it. But some people who just, like, want to, like, go a one-way street, no, like, turnings,
mm-hmm.
will just, like, go for their own language and just, like, go for it, don't even care about other people.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people like that in my school.
Mm-hmm.
Mom!
And there's also a lot of people who speak Spanish, too?
Yeah.
Vietnamese?
Yeah.
Cambodian? Do people join together as an international group, or?
We have ESL as like English second language, and there's not like only Bosnians, only Vietnamese, only Spanish. It's like they all join together trying to learn only one language. And then when somebody asked you, like, how can you learn a language when you already know yours? I was like, it's easy if you put your mind to it. There's some people like, oh, I don't want to learn, I don't want to do this, I don't want to go back, I want to go back to my country. And it was like, if you did, I mean, if you knew that you have to learn English, you wouldn't have to come here. I mean, yeah.
Well, is there anything in particular that you would like to tell people in the future that you would want your great-grandchildren to know about your life here?
Like a message.
You like what?
Like a message.
Yeah, like a message.
Yeah. First go on to them. I'll be the last.
That's for a generation in the future.
That's your message?
You can talk with her probably next 2 years. She's a real American.
Yeah. Your message?
You know. I want to tell only for people in the future, don't fight with anybody. You can't talk. We can't, you know, dispute about one thing. We can disagree about one thing. And talk about that 2 hours, 2 days, 2 months, 2 years. Don't fight. And also,
don't
any military action.
Yeah.
Nothing else. That's what I want to say. Because, you know, for my opinion, every war, it's a big stupidity. But who cares about us? Nobody. Because we have to do, because you are chief military. And only peace. I want to tell you, I'm expecting Bowling Green area and like Kentucky and all the U.S. like a peaceful place for next couple of centuries. That's it.
Yeah, just peace and love.
Peace and
nothing
love.
More.
And drinking and dancing.
And drinking and dancing. Yes.
For what? For what?
Yeah.
You know, for what? Weapons, ammunitions, and killing. For what? That's what military, you know. Yeah. I'm not military. I'm pacifist.
My message would be, if you want to control your life as a one-way street, you will never, like, have to turn around and look at the others. So if I ever have a daughter or anybody, I mean a husband, I mean, I would tell them that if you just look at yourself and don't look at the others, then you will be alone. And then you will start to hate people, and then you will start war. And if you set your mind to it, if you set your mind on one thing, it doesn't hurt to go looking for other jobs, looking for like some other people that can learn your language or you can learn their language. Like, just like talk to people. Don't just like hate everybody. Don't even want to talk to them or something.
Like in Bosnia, you know, because that's over there used to be mixed marriages because of many nationalities, different nationalities. Right now, we are all of us, we are like a people. No, you know, we have all, you know, all color of skin is the same. And also, and Orthodox, and Catholics, and Muslims, and Vietnamese, and, you know, Mexicans, and the other, you know, immigrants over there must be on the same surface, you know. Don't hate each other. We have to be besides each other, because if we are besides each other, we can expect to grow up. and love each other.
You want to add That's something? Enough.
That's enough.
And with that, we will conclude the interview. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.